To Dixie on My Mind, Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. With the world marking 2 years since Putin invaded Ukraine and a big aid package stuck in the House, President Zelensky for the first time disclosed casualty figures.
They claim 31,000 Ukrainian troops have been killed since the war began. That's far lower than recent U.S. estimates of around 70,000. I pressed Zelensky on whether that aid will arrive.
Mr. President, can I ask you about aid from the U.S. Congress? Are you worried about not getting it?
I think that the guys will make... good decision.
It comes as Russia makes some of its most significant battlefield gains in months.
ABC's James Longman. President Biden invited the big four congressional leaders to the White House tomorrow to discuss Ukraine aid and keeping the government running. Current funding runs out Friday night. Manhunt in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, after an accused murderer pepper sprayed a deputy after a doctor's visit and drove off with the deputy's patrol car. This is ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 15 to 1728, April up 20 to 1786, May up 20 to 1815, and June up 13 at 1852. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, they were higher Friday. Barrels up a half to 161 and a half. 40-pound blocks up 5 to 155. 4 trade a barrel, 14 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3 and 3 quarters to 285, 3 trade on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk steady at 120, no trades. Dry weighed up 3 quarters to 52 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets, triple-digit gains on Friday. Strength in the boxed beef prices. Also, the expectation of a very bullish cattle on feed report supporting the cattle markets. Hog markets were mostly higher. The nearby month, though, was just a bit lower. Some of the cash markets were down late in the session on Friday, but the rest of the contracts higher due to higher pork cutout values in deferred months. February live cattle up 210 to 185.60. March feeder cattle up 252 to 254.57. April hog steady at 87.20. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower on the day. Pressure from the South American harvest and a lack of any type of bullish news to have the funds start to do some short covering from extremely oversold conditions never materialized. Wheat markets were lower due to the drop in corn and beans. March corn down 6 1/4 to 399 and 3/4. New crop down 3 3/4 to 449 and a half. March beans down 14 3/4 to 1133. New crop down 4 3/4 to 1130 and a quarter. March soybean meal down 340 to 351.50. March soybean oil down 19 cents to 44.02. Chicago wheat, March down 9 3/4 to 573 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, March down 9 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731. Copyright 2019. All rights reserved.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's dell.com/deals.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30, sunshine 65 on your Monday. It will be windy out of the southeast, gusts to 30 miles per hour. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 34, chance of rain on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and windy, 55. Rain likely Tuesday night, then changing over to snow as we drop to around 15 degrees. Currently 33 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Oh, stand on this one. A bucket of rust or a brand new machine. Once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Thank you.
party, I'm always first to leave. Cause when it comes to heartaches, I'd rather give than to receive. I've never cried myself to sleep, just praying I'll get through. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, I never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule, I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost a love, not counting you. Got down on my knees and asked the Lord above if He would only bring me the one I'm dreaming of. Begging to be taken back and swearing I'll be true has never crossed my mind, not counting you. Not counting you, I've never had a heartache. Not counting you, never have been blue. There's no exceptions to the rule, I've never been nobody's fool. I've never lost in love, not counting
that sizzle. We're Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
A hold it.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kentucky Headhunters and Dumas Walker here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And a good morning. Temperatures upper 20s to near 30. We're going to see some like late April weather today with temperatures in the mid 60s. And we'll have details here with our ag weather forecast here coming up. And also next hour, we're going to talk with Jacob Shapiro. I had a chance to talk with Jacob during the SFB Agriculture Conference last week. Geopolitical issues. What does it mean for us? We're going to talk with Jacob here a little bit about that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a Deere. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farm loan repayment rates are beginning to drop. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Many experts have said the agriculture economy has grown softer in the last 6 to 8 months. Nate Kaufman, Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive with the Kansas City Federal Reserve, says it starts with lower commodity prices.
We've seen some declines in commodity prices, notably corn and other major commodities that would have large implications for the middle of the country as well, alongside what I would describe as much higher financing costs. Profits are likely to be thinner this year, but I would argue that the strength of recent years will limit much of the financial stress that we might otherwise have expected to see when you're looking at percentage declines in farm income.
While there are always exceptions, Kaufman says many farmers should be in strong financial shape to withstand the lower incomes this year.
I would argue that many producers are still, despite this expected decline in farm income, in a very, very strong financial position. And much of this has to do with storing up working capital during these past couple of years when incomes were very strong. Some of this had to do with government payments going back to 2020 and 2021. We interact a lot with bankers and other lenders. And in some of our conversations with bankers last year, we would have banks tell us that they actually do not have any borrowers on a watch list. And that's not common, to have no borrowers on a watch list as it relates to potential risk.
He says weaker incomes in 2025 could make things more challenging across the board in agriculture. Loan repayment rates are just beginning to drop in the Kansas City Fed's district.
We are starting to see that pull off a little bit. And you can see that it had been weak prior to the pandemic. And then producers were in a very strong position to be able to repay loans during the pandemic and the year that followed because of incomes and government payments. As we look across the types of operations where you're seeing more of that stress, it's not in cattle. For those producers that have the cattle, and I know that's not everyone, and inventories are very low, prices are strong and profits are good. It's the others where we're seeing challenges, more in the grain market, specifically in corn and wheat.
Interest rates are a significant headwind this year and going into 2025.
We maybe haven't seen all of the implications associated with higher interest rates yet. There are some loans that have not yet repriced. So if you're a borrower that has taken on a certain amount of financing at a low interest rate, when that loan comes due, or depending on the terms of the loan, you may need to reprice that loan at whatever the going rate is, which could be considerably higher than when you originated that loan a few years ago. So it's a risk worth mentioning, because as time goes by and interest rates stay high, that's something that I think will continue to be a risk.
That's Nate Kaufman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 30, sunshine 65 on your Monday. It will be windy out of the southeast, gusts to 30 miles per hour. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 34, chance of rain on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny and windy, 55. Rain likely Tuesday night, then changing over to snow as we drop to around 15 degrees. Currently 33 degrees.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna put on. I'm leaving here 'cause you don't treat me right. All you do is make me cry. So now I'm gonna say goodbye. I'm gonna put on my walking shoes tonight. Yeah, I'll be wearing my old traveling hat. Now, baby, what do you think of that? 'Cause all you do.
Neither one of us will ever be the same. And I swear I'm never gonna be untrue, 'cause I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold, dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I count my blessings every night I pray that the Lord lets me keep you just one more day. And every day he does, 'cause God knows too that I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. If I didn't have you, I'd long ago been left in the dark out in the cold, blowing around from town to town like a feather in the wind. If I didn't have you, I know I'd be floundering around like a ship at sea, lost in the rain of a hurricane, and that's where I'd have been. But I didn't get lost 'cause I saw your light shining like a beacon on a cold dark night. Then the sun came up and the skies turned blue. No, I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Well, I've already said it, but I swear it's true. I know I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Randy Travis, and If I Didn't Have You, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning, mid-60s, believe it or not, today, and we'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Dairy farmers, don't forget, today is the day the dairy margin coverage program. Sign up for that is starting today. So that is definitely something, dairy farmers, you want to check out. For more information, just contact your local FSA office. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. Groundwater supplies are a vital source of water for communities and industries around the world, agriculture most certainly included. Researchers from several universities published a new study on global groundwater resources, revealing some interesting trends. I'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Max Armstrong here to remind you that the Morton Buildings annual sales event, Building Value Days, is on now till the end of February. That means you get the best for less. Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. If you need equipment storage or a shop for your farm or hobbies or even a garage, stall, barn, or storage for an RV, a boat, or vehicles, visit MortonBuildings.com to take advantage of their discounted sales event pricing. They use quality materials and expert craftsmen with an industry-leading warranty to ensure your addition is enjoyed by generations to come. And they have thousands of satisfied customers. I ought to know. I am one. Don't wait to take advantage of the Building Value Day sales event. Visit MortonBuildings.com today. Certain restrictions may apply. This offer may not be available in all states. To qualify for the discount, order must be placed between now and February 29th, 2024. Contact your local Morton office for more details or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Groundwater is an essential resource for billions of people around the world, with a role that includes maintaining ecosystems, cities, and of course, agriculture. With declining aquifer levels under several key growing and population areas, scientists have been devoting more research to understanding the factors that can cause them to rise and fall.
A new study, published last week in the journal Nature, aims to provide a comprehensive assessment of the state of global groundwater levels. The team of researchers from UC Santa Barbara, Rutgers, University College London, and the Swiss Federal Research Institute analyzed data from over 170,000 monitoring wells and 1,693 aquifer systems, a data trove that covers approximately 75% of the world's groundwater withdrawals. What the data showed was widespread groundwater level declines. At times, the water levels declined by more than 18 inches per year. The biggest losses occurred in arid regions with extensive agricultural activities. 30% of the world's aquifers have seen declines of this size over the last 40 years, and the authors said this was a matter of urgent concern. But it wasn't all bad news. In several places, aquifers have recharged through different interventions, banning withdrawals or taxing water users in some cases, but also through interbasin water transfers and deliberate recharge, the last of those being the most interesting. Managed aquifer recharge projects involve capturing excess water, typically stormwater runoff that would escape to the sea, treating it if needed, and then introducing it to the aquifer through an injection well or spreading basin. The water then gradually percolates through the soil and into the aquifer, providing that crucial recharge for the underground water storage. One state faced with a deluge of snow and winter rain last year has provided a recent laboratory for managed aquifer recharge, and I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
One of the largest laboratories for testing managed aquifer recharge projects in the last year has been the state of California. Due to record-breaking snow levels last year, the state had plenty of water, and as of last July, recharge in California had collected about 2.1 million acre-feet of water. That's about one-third of the prior year's overdraft. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-785-9545. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-785-9545 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-785-9545 to see if you qualify. That's 800-785-9545.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden moon boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
All over now, 'cause I cried my last tear for you. heart out over you. Then I cried the hurt out too. It took a while, but now I'll be alright.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's a redhead from my hometown that loves to let her hair down. She tears my heart out when she starts to sing. Well, she's from the right side of Red River, and she's pretty as a picture. Well, don't you know she's this old cowboy's dream?
Oh, there's a boy from Moki City, and I sure think he's pretty, but I know he's trying to steal my heart away. Oh, my mama tried to warn me, he's done time in California, but he'll be in Oki till his dying day.
There's a dance we do in Oklahoma, a dance like you've never seen.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. USDA's Farm Service Agencies announced on Friday that starting Wednesday, February 28th, dairy producers will be able to enroll in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program for 2024. The DMC program is a safety net program for dairy farmers, which is a risk management tool that addresses changes in the margin between milk prices and feed costs, and has become a beneficial tool for producers since implementation in the 2018 Farm Bill. Now, the sign-up period will then end April 29th. For those who signed up for 2024 DMC coverage, payments may begin as soon as March 4th for any payments that are triggered in January of 2024. The University of Wisconsin-Madison-Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit and UW Extension are creating a two-day workshop for sheep producers April 4th and 5th. Now, the extension will be discussing basic health and parasite management, biosecurity, breeds, and breed classification. general handling, facilities and equipment, genetic selection, pasture management and grazing, reproduction and record keeping. Now, UW-Madison-Arlington Research Station's Sheep Unit Manager and Shepherd Todd Taylor and UW-Madison Division of Extension Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist Carolyn Eide will be joined by guest partners Rusty Burgett from the National Sheep Improvement Program and Dr. Scott Bowdridge, Professor of Food Animal Production at West Virginia University for the workshop and short course. For more information, contact your local UW Extension office. The American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union sent a joint letter to USDA asking for stability in Class 1 milk prices. The letter asks Agriculture Secretary Vilsack to issue an interim final decision to return the Class 1 mover formula to the higher of the Class 3 or Class 4 calculations as it was before the 2018 Farm Bill. The letter states, dairy farmers remain stuck with the current pricing regulations until USDA publishes a final rule. Current market dynamics underscore the need for an expedited return to the higher of Class 1 mover. The current Class 1 mover was a well-intentioned but misguided policy that has reduced dairy farmer income. Emergency implementation of the higher of Class 1 mover formula will staunch persistent losses associated with a policy that has left dairy farmers struggling to make ends meet. The current formula was based on a quick decision and not demonstrated need, the two organizations wrote in the letter. Montana Democratic Senator John Tester and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley wrote a letter asking colleagues to help assure strong enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. They're asking other senators to oppose any policy rider in the 2024 Agriculture Appropriations Bill that would prevent USDA from enforcing the act to hold multinational food manufacturers accountable. The two senators wrote that four companies control over 80% of the domestic beef processing, 60% of hog processing, and 50% of domestic poultry processing. Grassley and Tester went on to say that that level of concentration is bad for consumers and family farmers, but it is good for giant meat packers. USDA's Rural Development announced that USDA would fund a total of $32 million in loans and grants across eight projects in rural Wisconsin as part of the Investing in America agenda. The Rural Partners Network awarded a Western Wisconsin dairy farm, Myville Farms, in Osseo, a $28,000 Rural Energy for America program grant that will install a 22.9 kilowatt roof-mounted solar energy. Meanwhile, the village of Turtle Lake will be using $18 million in water and waste disposal loans to provide additional funding towards the construction of their wastewater treatment facility and sewer system. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warm today. We'll get to around 66 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with rain in the afternoon. 56 early with temperatures falling by later in the day. Light snow possible with colder temperatures by Tuesday night and Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
you're ready to give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Ain't love a funny thing? One day you're giving up the dream, and the next you're picking out a ring out of the blue clear sky.
Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you. I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good, and when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you, falling like the rain. I have fallen for you, and I know just why. Sky, for the winds to take us high above the plains.